Welcome home to WCLU Thursday morning, Coffee and Conversation on the radio. We've got a couple of special guests, Mateo Wyatt, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Dia Nair, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glasgow High School represented this morning, and agriculture and FFA at Glasgow High. This is just a great year, isn't it, Mateo?
It's a very exciting year, the inaugural year, if you will.
Yeah, the inaugural year, and that is just really cool. You've hit the ground running. What's it like getting a program started?
It's pretty crazy because you get to start from scratch.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm bringing a lot of previous knowledge from where I've been before and my experience through agriculture and FFA to the classroom. And so it's really cool to be just starting, and the community support is incredible.
Oh yeah,
especially here where I'm from. So
definitely,
it's great.
And weren't you involved in 4-H growing up too?
I was really involved in 4-H. I was a state 4-H officer. So
and that was a building block along the way too, wasn't it?
Yes. And so with all of that, and going to school at Murray State for Ag Ed, I hope I have all the things that we need at Glasgow High School, so we can really hit the ground running, as you said.
Well, and you are, and I think it's great. And Dia Nair, you're involved in the FFA program at Glasgow High School?
Yes, it's not started yet, but we have our first fundraiser for t-shirts starting.
That is pretty cool. So, and you've given me a flyer here. The Bell Trail, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, tell us a little about that.
So the Bell Trail is this fundraiser and program sign up, and basically you decorate a bale, a hay bale. And if you don't have your own hay bale, there's ways that we can provide you one. And it's just a fun activity to just get agriculture in the area.
Okay, and the community can participate
yes,
in this.
Of course,
and
yes.
that's what it's all about, a little mm-hmm. community support. And the deadline to register is September the 30th.
Yes.
So we're almost halfway through September, but there's still plenty of time to take part of that. And the entry completion October the 4th, and you've got different categories. Is that right?
Yes. So we have three categories just so everybody can get involved.
Okay.
We have small, so that's about 1 to 5 square bales, medium, 1 to 2 round bales, and then if you really want to go all out, we have a large category for 3+ round bales. So if you really want to go out, or if you know somebody that's got hay that's willing to give up some,
okay.
That's for it. I've also sent you a couple pictures, and we posted on the Glasgow Agriculture Department page
Cool. Some
examples. I've seen this in previous years, and I think this is such a fun and cool opportunity. Get the community decorated and some community involvement.
Right, and people are decorating for fall anyway, coming up over the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a fun way to do that and help support a good cause, too.
Yes. And we are going to have a map once we get all of the entries in, and we're going to let people go around and check them out across the community.
And it's not just private residences that can take part in this. Businesses and organizations can decorate their own bale in support as well, right?
Yes. That is the whole goal. Some friendly competition around Glasgow and Barron County.
Well, yes, and I think that's great. I love this idea. I've never heard of a bale trail before. So that is just pretty cool indeed. Your FFA program got a nice gift for Thank a Farmer the other night, didn't you?
Yes. We received a donation from Aaron Shirley, and we are very grateful for his donation and his appreciation of our program.
And is that something you were able to take some students to or not yet?
Unfortunately, not yet. So like Dia said, the FFA part we are working on.
Okay.
So we're mainly focusing on the agriculture classes right now.
Okay.
And then when we get into our FFA unit, that's when we're going to really hit the ground running with FFA jackets and all the
Fun
leadership.
Things that come with it, yes.
Yep.
And definitely a huge leadership tool for students. And a lot of folks have gone to statewide offices and even national offices through mm-hmm. FFA. So I know that's a desire, and you've got some high-caliber students that will do the same.
Yes, I wish I had some of these seniors a little before, like the one sitting next to me. I think we could have really knocked it out of the park.
Well, let me talk about the classes that you have. What classes do you have right now in regards to agriculture at Glasgow High School?
Dia, you want to tell what class you're in?
Yes, I am in just like the basic first class to agriculture, agricultural principles, mm-hmm. I think. And I love the class. It's a very welcoming environment. Miss White greets me at the door every single day when I get there. And then I walk in and our class pet Fluffles
mm-hmm. yep.
is there. And it's just, I don't know, I love the class. I love the people in the class. It's very, like, informative.
And well, good. And all your classes coming along okay?
Yeah, so I have two blocks right now. Okay. So those are 90 minutes. And then I have two skinnies in the afternoon. So they'll be a year-long class.
Okay, wonderful. So a lot of participation and students are getting involved now.
Yes, we have about 70 this semester that are in classes. So if they're in an ag class, they're automatically in FFA. And so they can take those opportunities. We're moving those barriers for them.
Well, very good. Dia, you brought up before we went on the air, you participated in Governor Scholars this past summer?
Yes.
And journalism, I heard.
Yes. It was not something that I was drawn to, but I'm very glad that I got it because it gave me an opportunity to get out of my comfort zone and see what journalism and mass media was.
Uh-huh.
And I actually, my campus was at Murray where Ms. White went to.
Okay, cool.
And, yeah.
Well, good. You're a natural behind the microphone.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that's exciting. And Miss Wyatt, it's hard for me to think of you as Miss Wyatt, not little Matea, because I watched you grow up. But my goodness, here we are, and you're teaching at Glasgow High School and starting a new program, and it's just exciting to see where you're going to go.
And it's exciting to see you on the radio.
Well, thank you. Post-retirement's treating me well. I enjoy this. So thank you all for stopping by this morning. Appreciate it, Matea. Have I left out anything else that you wanted to talk about?
Make sure to follow us on the Glasgow Agriculture Department page to follow along and see what we're doing
okay.
at Glasgow High School.
We'll do that. Dia Nair, thank you.
Thank you.
And Matea White, thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you.
741 on WCLU.